Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap for Monday, December 29th. Starting with a landmark move in commercial vehicle industry, we see Isuzu Australia venturing into new territories. In the third quarter of 2026, Isuzu Australia Limited, or simply known as IAL, is set to unveil the Isuzu Financial Services Australia. This is a pioneering effort, as it's the first time Isuzu Group has ever rolled out a leasing company outside the heartland of Japan. This venture, embodied with an 80-20 partnership with Tokyo Century Corporation, shows their dedication towards our Australian market. Adding a feather to their cap, the new entity aims at providing tailored, subtle finance and leasing solutions, which promise flexible and potentially competitive rates for the commercial vehicle buyers. This advancement resonates with Isuzu's commitment to offering integrated solutions, thereby nurturing deeper relationships and ensuring brand fidelity. Moving on from vehicles to finances, we notice another name making a mark in our Australian light commercial vehicle market. Chinese automotive stalwart Geely Auto is looking to make their Australian debut through the Farizon brand in the first half of the year to follow. Farizon brings to the table specialization in electric commercial vehicles, with an eye firmly set on the East Coast for distribution. In the backdrop of an increased demand for sustainable urban logistics and delivery, Farizon provides businesses with more sustainable vehicle alternatives, positioning itself as a vanguard in cleaner transport offerings. Segueing into the environment-friendly transport solutions, the collaboration between the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, short for CEFC, and Volvo Group could not have better timing. They have rolled out a substantial $70 million financing package with an aim to boost the adoption of heavy-duty battery electric trucks, fondly called HDBEVs, in Australia. With an appealing offer of competitive finance discounts, the partnership attempts to curb transport emissions and lower acquisition costs for fleet operators. Ultimately, CEFC and Volvo Group's tandem effort holds the potential to facilitate improved business prospects in logistics and heavy transport sectors, and thereby achieving a sustainable environment. That's all for this week's finance news. Join us next week for another roundup of key stories in the Australian financial landscape. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, your reliable source for finance news. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.